The Little Contrarian Frog. There once lived a little green frog who often did the opposite of what his mother told him. The mother frog was simply trying to teach her son how to survive in the world. "You swim like so," she would instruct. "Yes, bugs are for eating. Rocks are not. Don't go into the bushes where snakes are waiting. Don't eat too many bugs all at once." At first, the little frog followed her directions, but he soon wanted to do other things. He didn't like being told what to do all the time, especially when nothing he did seemed right to his mom anyway. The mother, on the other hand, was always worrying about her little frog. There were so many dangers in the world, and her son was always getting into trouble. So every time he ignored her, she spoke more loudly and more often, hoping something would stick. Unfortunately, the harder she tried to instruct her son, the more he did the opposite, even when it landed him in trouble. Of course, each wanted the other to understand how they felt inside, but neither was able to read the other's heart. Finally, the mother frog grew old, and she knew she was about to die. She thought about where she wanted to be buried. A mountain far from the water would be ideal. So on her deathbed, she asked her son to bury her by the stream, thinking he would do the opposite, as usual. Meanwhile, the sad little frog knew very well he had never once listened to his mother and regretted this deeply. He was determined to grant her final wish, and so he took great care to bury her close to the stream. It didn't seem like a good idea, but it was what she had requested. As he had feared, the rainy season swelled the stream and threatened to wash away her grave. So every year during this season, the little green frog would sit near his mother's burial mound and sadly cry, "Kegur, kegur, kegur," just like you hear frogs doing to this day when it rains.